Hi, this is Herb Montgomery with Renewed Heart Ministries, and you're joining us for another weekly podcast. First, let me say thank you for all your feedback on these weekly podcasts. And second, I want to apologize for taking last week off. Last Monday came at the end of a very busy week, during which I was engaged in giving 20 presentations in 1 week at the Mountain View Camp Meeting here in West Virginia. And man, was it a rush. So many testimonies of how a fresh perspective of God's love was transforming things for folks from the inside out. I was so wiped out at the end of it all, though. It was well worth it, but I was so wiped out at the end of it that I just took the first few days after camp meeting off, and so that's why we didn't have a podcast last week. So thanks for understanding my not writing an e-site or publishing a podcast. And this week, I want to jump right into it. I'd like to start with I don't know how many part series on a passage that is speaking volumes to me right now. I've completed my camp meeting circuits for this summer, and our culture, our Adventist culture specifically, has especially been impressed upon me. I want to make sure, though, that you understand that what I'm talking about in these next few podcasts is our culture. I believe in our message. Our biblically based message is why I'm a part of our movement as a denomination, but our culture of over the last 150 years has developed some very, what I consider to be dangerous elements that I'd like to address. I don't think it's by accident that in the context of my summer visiting camp meeting after camp meeting, that my attention has been directed to the passages we're going to be looking at. In the next few weeks, I'd like to share some thoughts that God, I believe, has been impressing upon my heart, because I believe they have the potential to bring the same healing to your heart that they have brought to mine. You see, I too have been burned by the unhealthy elements that have developed among us as a people. And I pray that the same positive healing and insightful experiences that I have recently gone through with these passages over the last few weeks will also ring true for you and bring positive results for you as well. So, without any more explanation, here goes. The passage actually we're going to be looking at, we're going to take it apart insight by insight, is Luke 11, verses 37 through 54. And we'll begin right at the beginning and go through this passage for as many weeks as it takes to get through the relevance that I think each passage holds for us today. We'll start in verse 37 and 38. And as he spoke, a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him. So he went in and sat down to eat. When the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. The placement of this event in Luke's orchestration is right after the accusation of the Pharisees that Jesus was casting out demons by the power of the devil. Immediately following, in Luke's purposeful design, he tells the story of a Pharisee who invites Jesus to dinner. But then Jesus does something very purposeful. He obviously and blatantly skips washing his hands. This, although there is no Old Testament law regarding hand washing, had culturally grown to be held as an equivalent to the law. Camp meeting after camp meeting across this continent drove home to me that we too are not immune to these traps. We too have things that have become in our Adventist tradition on par with what we consider to be the law. Depending on which area of the country or the continent you're visiting one of our camp meetings, you'll find that each area has its own Adventist cultural taboos. This should be a wake-up call for us to think through some of the elements of our way of life. It's healthy, I think, to reassess ourselves every so often and to see whether we're ascribing more significance to some things in our lifestyle than what they truly and intrinsically deserve. There are 3 points I want to quickly make regarding Jesus' response to the Pharisees marveling. It says in verse 39, Jesus' response was, "Then the Lord said to him, 'Now, you Pharisees make the outside of the cup and dish clean, but your inward part is full of greed and wickedness.'" First, this is very bold and very blunt. And I think it's important to note, given some of the folks that I've bumped into this summer, that we cannot derive from this story an example of how we're to relate to someone who's hosting us as a guest. So honestly, if someone invites you to their home for dinner and the first thing you do is strike up a pointed conversation concerning your host's hypocrisy, well, honestly, that's just rude. And the Bible tells us clearly that love does not behave itself rudely. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5. The second point I want to draw out of this story takes place in a much broader cultural context. Jesus was a prophet in Israel. He was calling to account a leader in Israel. This is never the way Jesus calls anyone else to account. These words of Jesus and his manner here are very unique to what we normally witness in how Jesus related to people. Here, though, we see Jesus taking up his God-given role of a prophet and calling the leaders of Israel to accountability. This is what prophets did in Israel. So this, again, is a unique situation. Unless you're a prophet and the person you're relating to is in leadership, none of us have any right to use this story as an example in methodology or a justification in being religiously rude. Third, and I'll leave this with you until next week, the reason Jesus so blatantly skips washing his hands in the plain view of this religious leader and provokes this leader's question is so that Jesus could call attention to the extremely harmful characteristic of a religious system that places more emphasis on external, performance-based behavior than on the internal matters of the heart. Let me repeat that. There is something very spiritually damaging in the environment of a religious system that places more emphasis and importance on external, performance-based behaviors than on what's really going on the inside of people. Right now, I'm going through Luke chapter 11 and Luke chapter 6. Both of these chapters hold interest for me. And over and over and over again, I am shocked at this outside versus inside perspective that Jesus is pointing out. In this culture, the culture of Jesus' day, they were very much focused on outward appearances in a religious sense, while what was going on the inside got very little attention. Why is this kind of focus by a religious system so spiritually damaging? Why is it so relationally destructive to communities and fellowships where people are called into healing relationships with God and each other? Well, there are three significant reasons as to why I think this type of religious system is so intrinsically dangerous to one's spiritual health. We are in danger of creeping into this same kind of overemphasis of the outside while ignoring the inside. And it's with these three reasons that we'll pick up next week. But this week, I just want you to consider how much emphasis do we put on outward appearances in a religious context, the externals, the performance-based behaviors, how much emphasis do we put on those versus the importance and the emphasis we put on finding out and healing what's really going on inside of people. Something to ponder for sure. Keep living in love, keep building the kingdom, and I'll see you next week. I love you guys.